Welcome to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Presented online by Don Franklin Otto in Glasgow. Now here's your host and voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's edition of Ask the Coach here on WCLU. An interesting night last night for the Scotties over at Logan County High School. Glasgow comes out with a 19-10 victory to go to 3-1 on the year. We're joined, as always, of course, this morning by Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman to talk about the victory. Jeff, obviously, it was a weird week anyway because this game didn't even get scheduled till about 2 o'clock or so on Monday afternoon. You were originally supposed to host Adair County, couldn't do that because of the COVID situation. Couldn't go there because of that situation. Hopkinsville canceled with Logan County, so they were left with an open date, and you guys were able to get this thing scheduled. This is a crazy night. It's a night where you lose your starting quarterback, John Carter Myers. Your starting running back, Hunter Scott, was not able to finish on offense, although he did finish the game on defense. But your kids showed a lot of heart, just a lot of grit, just a very gutsy performance, I thought, last night to pull that victory out on the road.
Thought our kids played well, and there were still some mistakes made in the game. You know, we've got to do a better job of taking care of the football down in the red zone, but thought our kids gave a gutsy performance, and just really proud of our senior class. I thought our seniors really stepped up and played well tonight.
To me, Jeff, last night was the definition of a true team win. You had so many kids contribute and play well. And again, you know, you had to have kids like Easton Jesse, a freshman quarterback, step up when John Carter went out. But and we'll talk about a lot of these kids this morning, but just really a team effort, I thought, to get that win.
And that's what I see. I saw it as a team effort and kids picking up each other and not ducking their heads down when something – you know, negative when you know happened in the game, and when you can do that, you can be pretty effective. You know, we played good defense, we stopped the run. Second half, we were able to run the football. When you can do those two things, if we just would have done a little bit better job taking care of the ball, I think we could have put that game away. You know, late in the third quarter, early in the fourth quarter, but we didn't. But that's just part of it. And you know, had a lot of adversity, kids overcame, and that's what you like to see.
Your defense was outstanding, Jeff. You forced three turnovers in the night. I think I was just counting up here. I think you forced Logan County to turn the football over on downs five times on the night. You had them, I know at least in goal-to-go situations, you stopped them twice, maybe three times. The one that stands out most in my mind was a first and goal at the one-yard line. And your kids, by the time that series of plays was over, Logan County was all the way back at the 27-yard line before they turned the ball over on downs. What can you say about the defense in particular?
Just thought they came ready to play. I really feel like that South Warren game really helped us, and I think it helped our confidence. You know, I thought our defense played pretty solid. We had some mess ups and that gave up some points, but you know, we were kind of caught in that South Warren game down at the goal line and really played hard and wasn't able to stop them. But tonight we were able to come through and make some plays, and some of the stuff they were doing, you know, allowed us to get some penetration and blitz some guys, and we were able to move our guys all night long. You know, I thought our secondary played really well tonight.
You get two interceptions on the night, or excuse me, one interception on the night, that one by Corbin Wells. Corbin also recovered a fumble. Andrew Phillips recovered a fumble for you, and you get five sacks on the night, Jeff. So you guys were able to get a lot of pressure whenever Logan County did drop back to pass.
Yeah, and a lot of time they were leaving a lineman as a running back in the backfield, so I knew they, you know, weren't going to be able to throw the ball to him, so we were able to dial up a little bit more pressure. But, you know, Mr. Number two, the Woodward kid, you know, he's a game changer. And just thought we did a really good job on him all night, communicating where he was and keeping him in check.
And just looking at the defensive stats here, this goes back to this being such a team effort. You get six different guys, Jeff, with at least four tackles on the night. So, I mean, that's really outstanding.
And, I mean, the defense played and thought they had a really good game and proud of the effort that they gave.
So let's talk about what happened with John Carter Myers in the second quarter. Late in the second quarter, John Carter takes off on a run. He gets tackled out of bounds, kind of gets slung down to the ground, and you could tell immediately when he got up, Jeff, that something was not right. You have to go with Easton Jesse, a freshman quarterback, the rest of the way. And basically you guys had to change your entire offensive scheme for the remainder of the ballgame. You went to an I formation look for the most part. But you said, coincidentally, you all kind of practiced that I formation a little bit this week just to try to get some different looks, right?
We did practice it a little bit this week, working on some particular things, and not just for this week, but on down the road. But, you know, just trying to find different ways to get Hunter the ball and different ways of being able to run him. And, you know, luckily we did that and was able to turn to that at halftime and you know, basically go down there and go over three or four plays that we could run, and it was pretty effective.
It's kind of like just drawing plays up in the dirt like an old backyard football maybe, right?
Well, I mean, we, you know, I've sat and watched Ricky do this, Coach Wood, for quite a few years, and that was my first inkling to go towards that. And, you know, we also have some other packages available to us that, you know, that we put a running back at quarterback and do some different things. So we had some options, but at this time, you know, I felt like that was the best way to go. You know, and I draw back from experiences kind of what Easton had done, and I can remember back in middle school of them running some eye offense, and so I felt like it was something he would be able to do and hang in there. And, you know, and he made some plays. You know, he threw the ball and completed a few passes along the way for some first downs. Also ran with his legs and made some plays on his own with his feet and looked pretty quick doing it. And, you know, just a real gutsy performance from him, I thought, to step in there in that situation. You know, not too many freshmen, you know, can do that.
Yeah, as I was going to say, as a freshman, Jeff, that takes a lot of just poise to be able to step up in that situation in a tight ball game on the road. For him to be able to do what he did, I thought was impressive.
And he did enough for us to win a football game, and that's what I'm proud of. And you know, and he was a major contributor to it. But, you know, just had a lot of individual performances. Thought our line played a lot better, and the offensive line played better in the second half. I thought, you know, Jaden really ran the ball well, and it was kind of his time to shine. And he's shown us this before, that he has that ability to do that. So, you know, we've got enough backs, I feel like, with talent enough there that, you know, we can survive this and see what, you know, what the doctors say about John Carter. And then, you know, worst case scenario, you know, there's still a strong possibility if we can hang on here and continue to grow and play, you know, we can get him back down the road too. So, you know, I'm going to stay positive about it. You know, I wanted to find out what our football team was made of tonight. That was the motto going into the game. And they showed me they can play. When they really want to play, they can play. And, you know, this style of game, there's going to be some bruises and some deeks. We just got to get through all this and get used to playing this way for a little while and kind of go from there.
When you went to the I formation, of course, that moves Easton up under center taking snaps. It's something that you guys have not done in a long time, other than victory formation and things like that. But you talk about Jaden Wyrock, and he carries 13 times for 68 yards, had a touchdown. And then Jaden, of course, was dotting that I formation, but Kieran Stockton at fullback carried 7 times for 25 yards. I thought you mentioned how well Jaden ran the football. I thought Kieran, you might have found something there with him at the fullback spot too.
Oh, I mean, I saw that against South Warren, the carries that he got against them. You know, he's willing to bang it up in there and go. And, you know, we're going to be all right. We got good kids. They play hard. We just got to do a better job taking care of the football, and we're going to be just fine.
And then going back to the defense for just a second, I thought Kieran played great on defense. His performance and Mason Bragg's performance really stands out to me. Tristan Franklin had five tackles and a sack on the night. Isaiah McElroy, I thought, played well. Just a lot of individual performances on that side of the ball, too, that were really outstanding.
Had a lot of good performances on the defensive side. I can't name anyone off the top of my head that I'm just going to sit here and say, you know, I didn't feel like they played well. Thought they all played well. You know, we switched around some personnel a little bit in positions that they played, and I think as we grow and get older, I think we're gonna fall into that, and it's all gonna be all right, and it's gonna work out. We just got to do a better job of taking care of the football, and you know, continue to stop the run, and hopefully, you know, this game gives our defense a little bit of confidence that, you know, we can go out there and really shut some people down, and I felt like that's what we did tonight. I don't think the score of the game was indicative of how our defense played. Just thought we played outstanding all night long.
And then one of the biggest plays of the game we haven't even talked about yet, Jeff, was the opening play of the second half. You guys get the football, and Carter McKeever takes the ball about the 12-yard line, goes 88 yards for a touchdown. Really gave you guys a lot of momentum, I thought, going in. You were leading 7-2 at that time, so it put you up 13-2 by the time he got into the end zone there. So I thought that was a big play for you guys as well to get you going in that second half.
I agree. And that play, you know, it's funny, you know, Carter had a little bit of a mild hamstring issue in the middle of the week, and I didn't even know if he was going to be able to play or not. But, you know, I put him back there for a reason. I thought they would kick the ball at some point. He really hadn't got to return that many kicks, and he's fast enough, he can do that. I mean, people underestimate how fast he is. He's fast, and he showed it tonight. Now, I just thought it was another senior stepping up and making a play, and we want to rally around these seniors, and I think we can. I think there's enough seniors out there in the right spots to lead us, and not only do the way you lead, it's not just by what you say, it's by your performance out there on the field.
We'll come back in a minute. Continue with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. Back after this on WCLU Sports.
That was our first segment of Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com. Ask the Coach airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. and 103.1 FM. And right here on WCLUradio.com. Ask the Coach is presented in part by Colton's, Don Franklin Auto, the Glasgow EPB, the People's Bank, Joe Myers, Kentucky Farm Bureau Agent, Kuzma Family Dentistry, Monticello Bank, McDonald's of Glasgow, South Central Rural Telephone, South Central Bank, and Walbert Trucking. Now, here's Joe Myers.
Background as the coach, Joe Myers talking with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His team a 19-10 winner last night over the Logan County Cougars. Scotty's now 3-1 on the year, scheduled to host Caldwell County coming up at home on Friday night. Let's look at the drive chart from last night's game. The Cougars got the football to start the ball game and started the drive at their own 39-yard line. Moved the ball into Glasgow territory before Corbin Wells recovered a fumble for the Glasgow defense, setting the Scotties offense up at the 37-yard line. And Jeff, we talked in the pregame about the -6 turnover ratio going into this ball game, and it didn't get the ratio didn't get any better because each team had 3 turnovers tonight. But it was good to see your defense force some turnovers in that game last night, and I thought that went a long way towards helping you win the ball game. And that was the first of the 3 right there.
And I thought our secondary played really well tonight, but you know, the secondary is only going to be as good as what those guys up front play. And if those guys up front are getting after the quarterback, it makes their job a lot easier. Thought Corbin really, really played well tonight. Took a real leadership role out there on our defense. And I just continue to see him grow as a player and turning out to be the player that I really thought he was going to be.
The Scotties then take over for their first possession of the night at their own 37-yard line. They drive 63 yards in six plays. It took 150 off the clock. And John Carter Myers would score an 11-yard touchdown run. Luke Allen added the extra point for a 7-0 Glasgow lead with 7:09 to go in the first quarter. Best of my memory, Jeff, that was not a designed run for John Carter. Or maybe it was. I don't think it was. It seemed like he scrambled and just kept the play alive and ended up finding a lane into the end zone there.
And it was, and it was a heads-up play by John, and, you know, it got us off to a good start. You know, he has that ability, and when you have that ability to throw and it's going to create lanes like that, John Carter did a good job taking advantage of it.
Logan County gets the ball back at their own 48-yard line. They ended up turning the football over on downs. They drove all the way down to the Glasgow 1-yard line, but the defense made a really, really good stand right there, got the football back for their offense. Again, Jeff, just right there, the defense, I thought, you know, you gave up a couple plays to the Woodard kid, but other than that, when the defense had to make plays last night, I thought they were able to do that in some critical time.
I've had confidence all year long that we were able to put a game together like that, and, you know, not challenged our kids, you know, to come out and play. And really just can't say enough about the effort that they gave tonight. And, you know, number two, he's a gifted player. The Woodward kid's very gifted. And that catch he made down in the end zone, you know, Hunter said he had a hold of his arm. He caught it one-handed, and I believe that. He's just a really special player, but I felt like we kept him under wraps all night long. We isolated, knew where he was at, what routes he liked to run. Just thought we had a really good plan as the week progressed out, and I was looking forward to going out and playing and seeing how our kids performed.
After that defensive stand by the Scotties, Glasgow, as I said, takes over their own 1-yard line, so they're pinned deep, obviously. And John Carter Myers ends up he almost got sacked, but as they were tackling him, John Carter fumbled the football. One of the Glasgow offensive linemen, and I'm sorry, I did not see who it was, and we didn't write that down, recovered the fumble in the end zone. So at the very least, Jeff, obviously I know you don't want to have the fumble to begin with, but you guys are able to get on that football. That's a big play there by the lineman to be able to get that ball, because instead of 2 points, instead of 7 points, it's 2 points right there for Logan County.
It's a heads-up play, and you know, we were fortunate that. And in that type of situation, you either want to recover the fumble or bat it out of the back of the end zone, do something. You know, it's a lot better to give up two than six, you know, I thought that was a big play. Then we were able to come back out and John Carter be able to punt the ball down the field and get a play from that. But it's a play you don't see all quite. It happens maybe once, maybe twice a year at the most. But, you know, it was something. We were taking a shot play. We were going to fake a screen and throw it upfield and thought we might be able to get them to suck down. And you know, it just John Carter didn't have enough time to throw the football.
Logan County would turn the football over on downs after the Scotties had to kick the ball away after the safety. Another big stand there by the Glasgow defense, because Logan County got that football at the Glasgow 46 to start that drive. Scotties would then fumble the ball away on their next possession. Logan County gets it back with 7:37 to go in the second quarter at their own 49-yard line, but yet again, Glasgow defense forces a turnover on downs. Then the Scotties get the ball back at their own 41 with 4:29 to go in the second quarter. You know, we talked about the loss of John Carter Myers, and not only, Jeff, obviously, is he your starting quarterback, he's your starting safety, he's your punter as well, and John Carter been punting it really, really well. You grow back, drop back into punt formation. Javon Clark came out there to punt, and you get a bad punt snap and put your defense in a tough situation, but, you know, those things are going to happen. You guys have not really, best of my memory, haven't had any bad long snaps all year long, but unfortunately, just a bad time for that one.
It was a bad time for it, but, you know, our defense rose to the occasion. You know, we depend on John Carter to do so much. And like you said, quarterback, play safety. We matched him up out there early in the game against the Woodward kid. He holds on extra points. There's a lot he didn't do for us. And, you know, it is a big loss for us, and try to manage that in the middle of a game. You know, when you're practicing in high school, you just can't quite get the reps that everyone needs, and they've got to go in there with the idea of what to be able to do and then execute it when they're called on. And you know, I feel pretty fortunate we've been able to do that for the most part for, you know, through my tenure here at Glasgow. You know, even as an assistant coach or a head coach, kids be able to step in and play a role that may have not be what they thought. Really proud of our boys stepping up and doing the things that it takes to win a football game.
After the bad snap, Logan County gets the ball at the Glasgow 11-yard line, and then one of the best defensive stands you'll ever see. Logan County got a first down. It's first and goal at the 1-yard line. The Scotties turn them back. I think they try to hit it up in there with the big Yates kid, the big running back, 235-pound fullback. Scotties turned him back, I think stopped him back at the 5-yard line, and then had another loss, tackle for loss, and I think maybe there was a penalty in there. But by the time that series of downs was over, Jeff, Logan County was all the way backed up, I think, to their 27-yard line. That's where it was fourth and goal from their 27. I know as a defensive guy, you had to be beaming with pride from the effort your team showed right there.
That takes guts, and that takes effort, and that takes some toughness, and that's what our kids show tonight.
We'll come back in just a minute and continue with Glasgow head coach. We're back after this. Head coach Jeff Carman, we're back after this on WCLU Sports. Back around, ask the coach for our final segment with Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman. His ball club winning at 19-10 on the road at Logan County last night. Let's pick back up on the drive chart here, and then we'll go through the final stats from the game. But we pick up after halftime. Glasgow gets the football back to start the third quarter. And as we talked about in that first segment tonight, it was Carter McKeever who took the kickoff 88 yards back for a touchdown. The extra point was no good. It set Glasgow up to a 13-2 lead with 11:44 to go in that third quarter. And we talked earlier about what a big play that was to give Glasgow a lot of momentum going into that second half. Logan County then got the football back at their own 35-yard line. Corbin Wills picks off a pass and set the Scotties up at the Logan County 23. But then Glasgow would fumble the ball away on that possession. Andrew Phillips would recover a fumble by Logan County on their next possession. And so after a series of turnovers there, Glasgow is able to put together another touchdown, their final touchdown of the night. The drive started at the Logan County 22-yard line after that fumble, it took just four plays for the Scotties to score in a minute 59 seconds. Jaden Wyrock would score on an 11-yard touchdown run. Two-point try was no good, left Glasgow on top 19-2 with 2:43 to go in the third quarter. And Jaden, best I remember, Jeff, went around the right end on that play and was able to get outside on him.
He was, and showed a burst of speed when he got out there. And, you know, like I said, Jaden's a quality running back, and there's no shame in his game. He's a hard-nosed kid, and thought he played one of his better ball games tonight.
Logan County would put up one last touchdown as they started at the Glasgow 19-yard line with 2:35 to go in the third quarter. Took them three plays to go 22 yards, 52-second drive. Anthony Woodard caught an 18-yard touchdown pass. Again, Hunter Scott had great coverage on him, but you just got to give a lot of credit to Woodard for going up and making that catch. Pass was from the quarterback, Corbin Reno. The two-point try was good as well on a pass from Wyatt Blake to Sells, the tight end, and that put the score at 19-10 with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And Logan County didn't have far to go right there, Jeff, because they got a really good kickoff return to set them up in that good field position.
They did, and you know, Jaden missed the kick and went to the front line, and that guy took off, you know, running with it and give them good field position. You know, it's kind of been an Achilles for us. We're not really good at kicking the ball right now, and something we can work on, try to get better at. And, you know, Jaden's doing the best he can. And you know, there's sometimes he kicks it pretty good, and there's sometimes he misses it. But again, he's another kid we ask a lot of and depend on him a lot.
It looked like the Scotties were going to punch another one in. They took over at their own 39-yard line with 1:43 to go in the third quarter and drove inside of Logan County's 10-yard line. But you get a fumble there, Jeff, and I don't think Easton Jesse knew that he had fumbled. I think it was Kieran Stockton he was trying to hand it to. I don't think Kieran knew that Easton had tried to give him the football. There's just some confusion there, and Logan County was able to get on the football, and it stopped that scoring threat for you. But you punch that one in right there, then that game's not as close as what the final score indicated.
No, it's not. And, we just got to do a better job of taking care of the football down there in the red zone, and had a couple opportunities tonight to punch in two more touchdowns and didn't. And, you know, it's tough. Your defense is playing so well. But I thought our kids kept their head up and didn't get down about it and went ahead and played the next play and went right back out there on defense and was able to do some things.
The defense forces Logan County to go 3 and out. And so with 8:47 to go in the ball game, Glasgow gets the football back at the Logan County 34-yard line. And Glasgow was not able to score, but, Jeff, I thought, you know, it was very important. You took time off the clock. Logan County's down by 2 scores. They need the football back. You guys were able to get enough first downs to run about 4.5 minutes off the clock or so right there. You didn't give the ball back to Logan County until 4:21 remained in the game. So that was big just to get a few first downs right there.
It was. And, you know, if I remember correctly, I think one of those was Easton got it with his legs and just a heady play on his part. And, you know, that's kind of the style we're going to have to play a little bit is control the ball and help our defense, you know, through some ball control. And if we can do that, we're going to be okay.
Logan County would eventually turn the football over on downs with 1:10 to go, and Glasgow was able to run the clock out from there. Before we get into the final stats, Jeff, obviously what happened last night with John Carter is going to present some challenges for you guys as a coaching staff, but it's just a matter of, I mean, I don't know. How do you approach it, I guess, as a coaching staff when you lose your starting quarterback? You'd already lost your backup quarterback in the first game of the season when Zach Poor got hurt. How do you approach this as a coaching staff as you try to get your team ready for this situation?
It's tough, but you've got to find what the strengths of your football team is. And like I said, we've got backs. I feel like we've got quality backs. We've got receivers. I feel like we can put back there at running back if we need to also. You know, there's a lot of possibilities out there, and you know, it's going to be a work in progress, and you know, that's just you just stay positive and you hope your defense continues to improve and get better. And you know, now this makes your special teams and other areas of your team become so much more important, and we've got to spend a little bit more time dealing with that. But you know, it's not a time to second guess or do you just – you got to come up with a plan and you got to carry it out.
So let's look at the final stats from last night's game. Again, Glasgow winning 19-10. Each team had 10 first downs in the game. Glasgow with 93 yards rushing, 81 passing, a total of 174. Logan County, 29 yards rushing, 115 passing, a total of 144. And note that Logan County had only 4 yards rushing in the entire second half. Each team with 3 turnovers. Glasgow had 3 lost fumbles. Logan County had 2 lost fumbles and an interception. Scotties penalized 10 times for 74 yards. Logan County 8 for 58. Glasgow 47 offensive plays, had the ball 20 minutes and 59 seconds. Logan County 60 plays, had it for 27 minutes and 1 second. Individually, offensively for Glasgow, they were led in rushing by Jaden Wyrock with 13 carries for 68 yards. Kieran Stockton carried it 7 times for 25 yards. You had Hunter Scott with 8 carries for 12 yards. And, Jeff, just real quick about Hunter, he was not able to finish the game on offense, but he did finish the game on defense. So going forward, I would assume that Hunter will be okay to get back in there in the backfield.
We hope so. I mean, he's a big part of what we do. And, you know, he just didn't feel like he could cut on his ankle. And it was in a tackle, you know, he felt like somebody twisted his ankle in the pile. And so he gutted it out that second half. I've got to give him some credit. And and kind of put his ego to the side. And you talk about a team player. I thought he exhibited that tonight and go out there and play defense, take the hardest assignment we had out there in number two. And I started off with Carter on him. I kind of switched over to Hunter. I thought Hunter was a little bit taller, one thing, and thought Hunter played the ball a little bit better than what Carter could do. Hunter held his own in that game against that guy. He's a really good player. He's going to be playing Division I football somewhere. We just don't know where yet.
Before John Carter Myers was injured, he did rush three times for 9 yards and a touchdown, and he also completed all three of his passes for 62 yards. Easton Jesse completed two of his three passes for 19 yards after the freshman had to come in once John Carter was injured. Easton also carried the ball seven times for 10 yards. In the receiving category, Andrew Phillips caught two passes for 53 yards. Jamari Mack had a catch for 16. Kieran Stockton had a catch for 12. Jaden Wyrock had a catch for no yards. Scotties did not punt last night. Attempted one, but unfortunately had a bad punt snap, as we talked about earlier. Just real quick for Logan County, they were led in rushing by Maurice Gordon, 7 carries for 28 yards. Their quarterback, Corbin Reno, completed just 4 of 18 passes for 115 yards, had a touchdown and interception. Anthony Woodard caught those passes for 101 yards and one touchdown. Defensively for the Scotties, talked about how well a lot of kids played on that side of the football as well. Mason Bragg had 6 tackles. Kieran Stockton also had 6 tackles, and Stockton added a sack on the night. You had Tristan Franklin with 5 tackles and a sack. You had Andrew Phillips with 3 tackles and a fumble recovery. Jaden Wyrock with 2 tackles and a sack. Carter McKeever had 2 stops. Jamari Mack with 4. John Carter Myers had 2 stops. Corbin Wills had 4 tackles, an interception, and a fumble recovery. Hunter Scott with 1 tackle. Clint Malden had 1 on the night. Chase Starr had 1. Isaiah McElroy had 3 tackles and a sack. Chase Starr also had a sack on the night. Jaden Wood had 3 tackles. And Tad Shelton had 4 tackles on the night. And Tad is a kid, Jeff, who the last couple of ball games seems to be playing more on defense. Am I right about that?
Yeah, I mean, it gives us a bigger presence inside against stopping the run. And you know, I think Tad enjoys playing both sides of the ball. I thought Coach Buford, you know, I want to mention him, Steven. I thought he did a good job tonight, you know, shuffling in some different defensive linemen and getting different kids in there and getting different looks. But, you know, I really thought Mason really stepped up tonight. Now, Mason Bragg and played really well. You know, when he's in a blitzing mode, and tonight was a game that could afford us the opportunity to do a little bit more blitzing, you know, that's when he's really good at it and he can get after that quarterback. And then it opens up stuff for everybody else also. Just thought he had a really, really good game tonight. Thought he kept his composure all night and played a good, tough, hard-nosed brand of football.
So Glasgow gets the 19-10 win over Logan County, now 3-1. In this season of uncertainty, Jeff, nobody's 100% certain what's going to happen next Friday night, but as of now, you are scheduled to host Caldwell County here at home for just what would be just your second home game so far this season. And the head coach at Caldwell County is a name that's familiar around here. It's Will Barnes. Will was the offensive coordinator here for a couple of years under you. So some familiar there. Will's a good guy. He's a good coach. I'm sure he's going to bring a good Caldwell County team over here.
Caldwell County is a good football team, and you know, they got tradition there. They've played in the state finals. They, you know, Will does an outstanding job. It's going to be a different type game. It's going to be, you know, he's going to throw the football around, and you know, a lot more screens are involved in all this, so it's tough blitzing and doing different things. You just got to pick your spots. We've got to play good team defense and kind of impose our will on those guys, and we'll see where it goes. We'll check the COVID Monday morning at 8 o'clock and see where it stands. You know, it's crazy how that thing works. You know, it was at 45 one day and it dropped down to 25 the next day. So who knows what's going to happen. And that's kind of how this goes. We just play it by ear, and whatever it is what it is. But, you know, I just think, you know, for us being 3-1 right now, the schedule we've played, playing another good football team in Caldwell County. You got Taylor County, you got Franklin Simpson, you got Dare County, you got Casey County. It's a tough schedule, I'm just telling you. And if we can finish this thing out strong, we're definitely going to have to, we would have to earn it.
Really nice win last night, Jeff. Congratulations on that. We'll see you Friday, hopefully, against Caldwell County.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate it.
Scotty head coach Jeff Garman, and that'll wrap up Ask the Coach for us this morning. Obviously, if Glasgow is able to host that game against Caldwell County, it'll start at 7 o'clock next Friday night over at Hank Roy Stadium. So our broadcast on the air at 6:30 on WCLD 103.1 FM, 1490 AM, and online as well at WCLDradio.com. So for Glasgow head coach Jeff Garman, I'm Joe Myers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Coach podcast on WCLUradio.com, presented digitally by Don Franklin Auto in Glasgow. Remember to tune in live each Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. on WCLU, 1490 a.m. at 103.1 FM for the latest episode of Ask the Coach with the voice of the Glasgow Scotties, Joe Myers.